Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beer Dad and Brew podcast. As always, I'm your host, the Beer Dad himself, Justin Allen, and I'm joined by my cone host. Look at him. What are you doing over there, Mr. Tons and Kettles?
Did you call me your cone host?
I think I did.
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. How's everybody out there?
We are good. We're doing better than Jimmy because I didn't even look, and his headphones were turned like all the way up. Must have been from the bag. So he just got blasted. Yeah. But Jimmy, our awesome sponsor from the Craft Lounge, how the hell are you?
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What?
I'm good.
He'll hear it later.
Yeah. It'll be good.
In the podcast. Yeah. Once the ringing stops, I'll be up there.
We'll get some beers in you. That'll help with the ringing.
All right.
So, and you heard him over there. We are also joined by the Christopher Martin. Chris is here.
All right. I'm in the house.
We are here at the Craft Lounge, Beaumont, California, just north of the 10 freeway, where you can get the best selection of craft beers, hard ciders, kombucha, wine, you name it. Come in, see Jimmy, tell him the Beer Dad and Brew podcast sent you. He will take care of you, and you will never go anywhere else, trust me, because this place is like family, and you're going to hear about that here in a little bit. So check out the Craft Lounge in Beaumont, California.
Yes.
Boys, good to see you.
Ladies.
And I use that word loosely.
As do I.
So loose. Anyways, we are here. I'm just going to let the cat out of the bag real quick, Brandon, because you already know about this. Mm-hmm. But this episode is very, very special because this episode is solely about the Craft Lounge. Because we are coming up on a huge anniversary, not just because it's a anniversary, but the pandemic cheated you out of two anniversaries. So March 12th, mark your calendars, and be here or be square because it's going to be a huge day at the Craft Lounge. It is the not one, not two, but three-year anniversary celebrating all 3 years of awesomeness. Congratulations, Jimmy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We got some cool stuff planned that day. So
we'll talk about some of it or what you want to release to the general public because this is going to go on the interwebs here shortly. But a lot of cool things that are going to happen on March 12th. You definitely want to be here because, yeah, if you're not, you're going to be like, oh, man, I should have went.
FOMO. FOMO will be real.
Exactly. So I'm really stoked about that. But what I wanted to talk about on this podcast, and I have a couple of surprises for you, Jimmy, but I wanted to talk about the Craft Lounge. And I know we've talked about this before on I think our very first episode when we came in here. But what drove you to start the Craft Lounge?
So me and my partner, Jason, we decided to... You know what? We were just like wanting to bring good beer to Beaumont. Let's be honest. That's what we wanted to do. We were always going out, getting beer, bringing beer back for ourselves, having beer at different places. And we just had an idea, you know what? Why don't we make a spot in Beaumont and bring beer back to Beaumont for everybody else to share? Pretty much bring back the experiences that we were having everywhere else here to Beaumont. So,
And you did that. I mean, and not just Beaumont. I mean, you have Beaumont, Banning, Cabazon, Cherry Valley, Hemet, San Jacinto, all the people that have to go out of town to enjoy great craft beer, great craft beverages. Now they don't have to go very far. Right here.
Yeah, and then we get that a lot. People are like excited to see some of the beers. They're like, man, we have to go an hour and a half, 2 hours to go grab this beer. Now we have it here in Beaumont, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that we wanted to do. I think we accomplished it. So.
And that's what I hear when people are like, oh man, that place you told me to go check out, like they have like an amazing selection. Or like I remember when when you brought Bottle Logic in here, like people were freaking out. They're like, oh my god, I don't have to drive all the way to freaking out to the Orange County anymore. Like I'm right here. This is great. Or they were paying, you know, through second parties, like with exorbitant shipping fees and stuff like that. And,
yeah.
You definitely brought it to the masses. And recently, something that is almost unheard of, electric here at the Craft Lounge. How's that? That's awesome. It's a big name here in Southern California, and a lot of people were excited to see you carrying electric, and I am too.
Yeah, before we were just drinking in the dark, and then we got electricity, and now we can drink in light.
And now we can see each other's beautiful, or sometimes not so beautiful faces. Ripped up like a triple hazy IPA in the fucking night. That's right.
I love it. Speaking of hazy IPAs, we are actually drinking on something. So Brandon kind of floated around the lounge tonight and procured a nice little lineup here to represent the Craft Lounge. And there's some other goodies that are snuck in here for surprises. But what the first beer that we're starting with here is from Wild Barrel, which is a brewery that you've definitely had a great partnership with, Jimmy. I think actually you suggested this beer tonight, the Cosmic Zen Hazy Juicy IPA from Wild Barrel. All right, let's see those yoga poses. I love it.
Yoga poser.
Yeah, yoga hoser.
Oh, hoser. Yoga hoser.
Yeah.
That was a fun movie.
You ever watch it? Just watch
Kevin Smith's daughter, right?
Yeah.
So before we take our first sip into Cosmic Zen, first toast, there's going to be a bunch of toasts tonight, but first toast is to the Craft Lounge and their 3-year anniversary coming up on March 12th. Definitely check it out. So here's to the Craft Lounge for bringing great craft beer and other goodies to the masses here in the Inland Empire. Cheers.
That's right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Clink.
Bing.
That was some Foley shit right there.
Hell yeah.
We have Foley artists now on the Beard and Brew podcast. It's elevating. That's good.
That is a nice beer, Clark. I'll tell you what.
That's a nice one. This was one of Dr. Bill's favorites right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Dr. Bill would be proud.
Oh, he loves this one. This is one of his favorites right now.
Shout out to Dr. Bill. It makes you wonder what color shirt he was wearing when he took his first sip of that.
Purple? Purple to match and the can. Mauve.
Mauve.
It's hard to say because inside the cuffs, are you never know.
Yeah. They're switching it up, dude.
Yeah.
It's a mystery.
It's got to coordinate. It's like little mushrooms. Yeah, little mushrooms. Like a coordinate mushrooms.
Wild Bill is awesome.
We had a really cool conversation with him the other day about chugging barley wines.
Yeah.
Speaking of chugging, right? You know this chug competition. I'm sure you guys are following us. I haven't seen anybody chug a barley wine, but if anybody's going to do it, Brandon, I nominate you.
What the fuck? Whoa. That is not cool.
Wow, that's the way you get thrown on the bus in the first 5 minutes.
Oh, man, I just can't even.
I'm not trying to
I believe we have a barley wine on the lineup here.
We do. It's a very old barley wine. Well, not very old. It's fairly old.
Aged.
Aged.
Like a woman.
Aged.
Fine woman.
What?
Wait, what?
Age like a wait.
Anyway, Cosmic Zen is a hazy, juicy IPA. Dry hop with Azaka, cashmere, and mosaic hops.
Cashmere. I like it. That's actually a decent hop combination there.
What are you guys getting from this? Because I'm getting a lot of kind of like soft, earthy notes that are kind of shining through a little bit of like citrus.
Yeah, I get a lot of the citrusy.
I'm going to go citrusy on the front end.
Citrus, a little berry.
I get it.
Making it, sticking its head out.
Yeah, maybe a little fruit on the back end. What I do like is the fact that there's no hot burn on this at all. That's nice. And what is it?
7.5.
Yeah.
That's no, perfect. My Lanta.
It's quite cosmic.
It is.
It.
Cosmic haze.
Cosmic Zen.
Zen. Okay.
Zen.
Sorry, I blew up.
It is a haze, though. It does have some haze.
Cosmic Zen haze juice.
Look at that beautiful white head on there, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a good beer to start with.
I like it a lot. So, yeah, Wild Barrel. Kind of been around for a long time here at the Craft Lounge.
Definitely one of the original Craft Lounge supporters.
Yeah, definitely. And has kind of opened the eyes of a lot of Beaumontians to Berliner Weiss styles and kind of segueing into like sour beers and just fun wild ales like that. So mad props. Plus they make a lot of great IPAs and other styles and they're great people.
That's one thing I can say about the Wild Barrel experience here at the Craft Lounge is almost every single time I'm in here. Well, I'm usually here for hours, but like every time I always notice that Wild Barrel's popping, like people are pulling it off the shelf, whether it be the sours or an IPA. They always grabbing from that shelf. And I'm like, yeah, it's one of those things that people definitely gravitate towards here in this area.
And they got that new sour barrel program going right now, too. They're really killing it on.
Dude.
They're killing it.
Yeah. Seriously. Like, no joke.
That's awesome. Legit. Tap 14 is pretty much dedicated to Wild Barrel these days.
Yeah, I was going to say. For that a long time. Yeah.
I sneak in stuff every once in a while.
There's usually some Wild Barrel up there. But that makes sense. You know, like I said, a lot of people come in and they're like, where's the Wild Barrel? Or they don't even say anything. They walk right over to the cooler and that's what they grab. Yeah. You know, so.
I remember, in the early stages of the Craft Lounge, I remember being back behind the counter and, you know, a lot of people ask this question, or they make this statement, is that I'm not really a beer drinker. And I say, well,
yep.
I say, okay, well, let me just throw some, you know, different beers at you and see what you like. And some of them, you know, would be in a can. And so what I would have to do sometimes, I would say, okay, if you don't like it, then I'll buy it and drink it myself.
There you go.
And that happened a lot with a lot of the Wild Barrel Vice beers. I remember one time there's a lady who came in and I cracked open a can of papaya mulberry, which is my favorite, Vice Wild Barrel beer, and she was like, nah, this is cool. I can dig it. I was like, nice. Yes! Like, finally, like, I found a beer that she liked. So it was like, I felt accomplished.
It's definitely, it's a cool beer, like, for those that are in kind of the sour genre. What's neat about it, the flavor combinations that they come up with and actually how they taste, they're usually spot on, and they're not the thick smoothie beers, right? Right. So a lot of people are into those, right? But this one here, you can pour it. Man, that watermelon one that I had at the tap room in Temecula was stupid. It tasted like you were drinking summer. It was so good. Like, I don't know how they infuse the flavors. I don't want to know. It's a secret of Dr. Bill's. But, I probably figured it out. But it's good beer. And for, like Brandon says, somebody that says, I don't like beer. You know, maybe they're like into wine coolers or wine or something. That's a good segue to get them into beer. Nice. Berliner style, nice and light with some good flavor in it.
Yeah, totally. It's a rad take on a traditional, it's a new school spin on a German Berliner Weiss.
Yeah, kind of. Traditional Berliner Weiss traditionally Berliner Weiss is served with a fruited syrup in Germany. So it's not too far off, but definitely an American take on a traditional style. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it was really cool to see that when we were over in Germany, and I did find a brewery here in the States that. That's like their main thing, and it was in Springfield, Missouri, and they had – it was two different styles of beer that you could do it with, and then they had about eight different syrups and fruits that you could add to it, like the German style. It was really neat, really interesting brewery, and they had really good Marzen lager that was on tap that Mr. Craig and I partook in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, good stuff.
So how many stars does this Cosmic Zen get?
Oh, out of what?
Out of how many?
Out of five?
Out of the stars in the sky?
Out of five.
No.
Just because it's cosmic and stuff, you know what I'm
saying? Five stars. What do you you got five stars. What are you giving it out of five?
Oh, you mean I'll go first.
Yeah, let's go in order so we can, you know. Let's start with Jimmy. This is Jimmy's show. What would you give that out of five?
Out of five, I think this is a really good hazy. I like it a lot. Yeah. So drinkable, so approachable. I think we're looking at not quite four, but maybe 3.75, 3.8, somewhere in there, you know, like that kind of range.
It's very much a what's the fucking pizza guy's name?
Dave Portnoy.
That's very much a Dave Portnoy.
One sip, everybody knows the rules.
Very much.
Yo, Frank, you're getting this.
Hey, El Presidente.
Yeah. I like it. So I guess I'm next since I'm sitting next to Jimmy. So the beer dad says I really like Jimmy's numbers there. I'm going to be like 3.75.
3.59.
This is like the Price is Right.
Tough.
If you say $1, you're out. No, I'm just kidding.
What do you
got, Chris?
I believe this costs more than $1.
Okay. Hey, I hope so.
You guys are tough critics, man. I was going to go at least a four. I mean, I'm thinking like to my Untappd rating, I would give it a four on Untappd. If I could go a little bit higher, I would. So
listen,
let's say I paid for Untappd and I got those premium benefits, I would probably give it a 4.05.
Listen, nice. Frankie, 3.75 is a good score. It's a good score. That's what Dave Portnoy would say. No, it really is. I mean, if you're talking five, like with Untappd and stuff like that, to get a five, I mean, I don't know how about you guys, but for me, I'd probably on one hand rate it a five.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Wait, what? I don't understand.
And a beer.
He said he's only rated like a handful.
Okay. So there's only a handful of beers that you have rated number five.
That's right.
I'm like, you're like, for some reason in my head, I'm like, you're like, I rated it five on my hand. And I'm like, yeah. Well, you only have five digits.
Chris,
so
have you been hanging out with Eli? I just want to know.
Not recently.
What's up, brother? Eli? Not recently. You're listening.
I want to know.
I haven't seen Eli in a while. How's he doing?
Chugging?
Dude is a traveling machine. Nice. Yeah, he's nonstop with the glass shows and all that kind of stuff, but good dude. Cool.
Should we tell the Eli story? Since we're talking craft lounge stories?
Has it been told on the
podcast? I'm sure it has.
It is part of
the... He was here. He was here and we told the story.
It is part of the craft lounge lore. So, Eli, we love you, brother. And one day at Bag Camp, Eli was supposed to... Where was he supposed to go? He was supposed to go somewhere else.
He was coming from Kings and he was trying to go home.
Uh-huh. But he didn't... Because the last time he came here... He didn't change his like Uber setting or something like that. And so he didn't look at it. And so he gets in the Uber and the Uber takes him to the craft lounge instead of to Los Angeles where he lives. And so he shows up.
And he was in a slightly elevated state when he was in the Uber. So he didn't notice that he was headed east instead of west, which is an odd thing, I think. I mean, by the time you...
He likes the devil's cabbage. Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, stay safe traveling.
That's right. That's right.
Definitely part of the craft lounge lore because that's a great story to tell. I like it. We'll tell more craft lounge stories, and I have a couple questions to pick your guys' brains about the craft lounge in a little
bit. Bring them on, brother.
Yeah. So no trivia, though. I promise, no trivia.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to ask.
We're ready for you. And what
color underwear is Jimmy wearing right now? None of that.
That's none.
Yeah.
No
good guess. Yeah, good guess.
Commando. I like it. All right, so
a fleshy color of some sort.
I wanna.
It doesn't matter what I'm wearing.
It doesn't matter what kind of chonies is wearing.
So I wanna do something special for you that I've been working on. Uh-oh. So I'm gonna have I'm gonna have Brandon crack the next one. So we're gonna get into that while he's cracking it. So the next beer on the list that we're gonna have is from Pure Project, and he'll talk about it here in a second.
Cracking it, smacking it, wagging it.
Well, actually, you know what? Because I want you guys to see this too. So I think what I'll do is, Brandon, go ahead and tell us about the beer. We'll get it poured, and then if you boys want to come down here so you can join Jimmy in the viewing area.
For sure. So we'll get into the details when we start drinking this, but this is Esoteric Knowledge from Pure Project, one of our all-time favorites here at the Craft Lounge. So I'll crack that right meow, and I'll give you sound creep, something to wang on, you know what I'm saying?
Right meow. Meow. Right meow.
Oh, yeah.
I can open it right meow.
All right, and I'll pour this, and then we'll do the thing.
Ooh, that's a good pour.
I love it.
I didn't know who that was.
He kind of sounded like...
you.
What's the one with Alec Baldwin and the two ladies and the balls and the...
Sweaty balls.
Yeah, sure balls.
Yeah. Nice mellow conversation.
Dude, sweaty balls are so salty in my mouth.
Did you get... pass that down here for Jimmy?
Pass it down.
Or did you pour yours yet, Chris?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, Chris.
You get nothing.
He's supposed to walk down. He's not walking. I figure I'd rather bring the beer with me and do the thing.
There you go, sir. For your viewing... I don't have popcorn, but what I do have is a set of skills.
You got popcorn?
Set of skills that I've acquired over a long career. Not really. Yeah. Drinking beer. All right, Jimmy.
Drinking beer, smoking weed.
I put a little something together for you. I know it's not quite your anniversary, but this is part of this show because we wanted to... honor the Craft Lounge for the anniversary as well as yourself and accomplishments that you've made here at the Craft Lounge. So for your viewing pleasure, let me turn the...
God damn, dude. Again.
I don't know why it's so loud. All right, here we go.
That's ridiculous. Sip vicious, baby. Sip Stone Cold Sip Austin. Oh, tontita.
Don't Gotta have the OG in his Christmas sweater.
Pouring that beer like a fine wine. Here we go. Are we on?
All right. Look at this fucking guy.
Who's that? Cheers to, what is it, 3 years? 3 years, Jimmy? 3 years? Cheers to 3 years that we've yet to celebrate one.
I love that he made a video for me with me in it. Yes. Oh, hell yeah, dude. That was fucking badass.
Darth Jimmy.
Oh, fuck.
Hi, Jimmy. It's your favorite craft girls. We just wanted to congratulate you on your anniversary, yeah, and we can't wait to party with you soon. Congratulations.
Shit. Ah, Supreme.
Smug fucking looks on your face, man.
Hey, just want to say happy anniversary to the Craftnon. Thank you for giving us an amazing place to hang out, feel safe, make memories and new friendships. Thank you for your friendship, and thank you for the amazing beer that you bring to us. Again, happy anniversary.
Oh, oh, basic. Remember that one, dude. We got lit on that one. Mm-hmm. What are they doing? Smelling a fart out of a glass?
Glass of beer? Cheers. Right,
uh-huh. Chug a lug.
Good days.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Will?
It's the clown business, bitch.
I really want to hear what Will had to say.
Congratulations to Jimmy and Jason on 3 years. You know, thanks for bringing craft beer to Beaumont. And well, thanks for partying.
So weird to hear that when you're right next to me. He's so lit. Look at him.
Is that Coke?
Not
good. Finish it though.
Happy 3 year anniversary to the Craft Lounge.
The beer kids.
And the beer kids. The beer fam.
Cheers.
Watch Hunter chug that.
Starting young.
Look at him. Look at him. In training.
Hey, yo, Jimmy. Alex Meyer over here. What's up, man? We just want to say congratulations on the 1, 2, 3 year anniversary. Dude, we just want to say thank you for all the service and everything you've done for us throughout the years. When we talk about the Craft Lounge, we don't just say we're going to go to the Craft Lounge. We say we're going to go out there to Jimmy's, and that's because you treat us like family, and we appreciate you. Hey, we just want to say salute. And thank you for everything, man.
Cheers.
Cheers.
My elf. What the hell is that, dude? Hell yeah, dude.
Hey, Jimmy. Just wanted to say happy anniversary to the Craft Lounge.
Jimson, I want to wish you and the Craft Lounge a happy anniversary with many more years to come. Can't wait to enjoy a pint with you guys soon. Have a good day.
To Jimmy and to the Craft Lounge, happy 3 year anniversary. Love what you've done for the coffee community, and I'm wishing you many, many more years of success. Love you.
Hey, congratulations to 3 years. It's been a long time, and it's been a lot of fun. Thank you for all the regulars. Thank you.
Is he going to chug that? He's not going to chug that. Say, dude, what's funny is that's a shot glass, dude. Yeah. That's a shot.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, Josie. Hell yeah, dude. Josie. Look at Joe. Look at him. Look at him go. Look at Josie go.
He chugs it. Get it, Josie. All right. Buddy.
Right on.
Well, that was
thanks, man.
That was something I put together for you.
Right on, dude. All teary-eyed and shit now.
That was good. So
you're gonna have to post that on the Instas later, so people can see the visuals.
So they can, so when they're listening to the show, they'll be like,
"Who? What? Where?
What's going on over there?"
Yeah, when we're like, "Oh, who's holding are you? Yeah, right on, yeah, whatever." Yeah. So they know what the hell's going on.
Exactly. Like,
I like how Nico had that little taster glass though.
Yeah. You know what? That's my fault because I filmed that, and as soon as he went to go drink it, he didn't. Well, who knows? He may have chugged it. He may have chugged it. We don't know.
But, I mean, it's a taster glass anyway.
But he went to go drink it, and then like I don't know why I was just like, all right, I'm over it.
Like, stop. Dude, you should have like followed the whole thing, dude, and then like had to give you the beer.
Yeah.
And then like zoomed in your hand. It's a 4 ounce taster. Yeah.
I don't know why I was just like, all right, cool, you done? He's like, yeah. And he's like, put it down. I don't know. Could you tell where I was at when I did my video?
No clue. Probably in your bedroom.
You don't remember?
He stole the sign out front, threw it in his room.
fun story real quick. The first time I ever like heard about or even acknowledged that this place was, you know, in existence, I remember me and my sister and my buddy Jimmy Novi were walking down the street, and I looked up and I saw the sign said craft beer, and I was like, what? Like, what? I was tripping out because I was like, all right, what's going on here? And so after that, I was just like super intrigued, and I would just like always drive by and see if it was going to open and, you know, whatnot. And I messaged Jimmy on Instagram, and I was here, you know, when they first opened their doors, you know, when Jimmy and Jason opened up. It was like a Tuesday. I want to say it was like a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah,
it
was a soft opening.
And
yeah.
I remember I was sitting right in front of the fireplace on like the love seat, and I had an Aftershock beer. It was a hazy IPA. I can't remember the exact name of it, but I remember this is when back in the day when the chalkboard was up there, and so all the beers were written on chalkboard. Now we have the Untappd, you know, the TV and all, but back in the day it was all on chalk, and it was just really rad. Just coming in and meeting, you know, old Jimmy and Jason, and you know, Gabe was here. And
is that chalkboard still like your screensaver on your computer?
It was on the screen, but it's I don't know if it still is. It might still be actually.
It was really dope, man.
I think we still have that chalkboard in the back.
Yeah, it's in the back behind the cooler. And it was just rad, just like making relationships, you know, with these guys and a lot of the regulars who come through. And, you know, I just basically, you know, I feel like family. I got brought in and I've always been treated very well.
It's exactly the vibe we always wanted to do, man. Bring in good people and create that good vibe, dude. And it's, right, you know, you amongst them, some of the best people we have in here. So
this is like,
I love this place. I love you and all you guys, man.
Love you too, brother. Cheers in Beaumont, right?
Cheers to Beaumont, dude.
I mean, yeah. Every time I come in here, it's there's new people that come in a lot, especially on special events and stuff like that. But there's always the regulars, you know, that come in here. I mean, we saw them tonight. Like probably what, 4 or 5 of them were here when I first got here.
Yep.
You know, and that's awesome. And I know that's what you're probably going for, is to, you know, get the locals in here and make them feel like they're family not make them. I mean, you do make they feel like family. You just heard some of that on there from some of the locals. And it's just it's a great vibe here. And whoever has never been to the Craft Lounge, definitely come. I know some of our listeners have always said when they, you know, because we have all over the country, when they come to visit California, this is definitely one of the places that they want to visit. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
We're really appreciative of everybody here in Beaumont, like welcoming us with open arms and just, you know, I mean, really becoming family. That's what it's all about. You know, there wouldn't be a Craft Lounge without people in Beaumont and the IE coming out here and just spreading the love, honestly, you know.
It makes you wonder too, like originally when you kind of got together and were doing like business plans with Jason and this is what you were going to, you know, push. It was like, nothing like this has been out here. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure you probably had in the back of your mind, man, are they going to say yes? Like, it's cool to see it here because I never thought, you know, in these smaller towns where we're at, you know, between Beaumont, Banning, Hemet, San Jacinto, Cala Mesa, like something like we would ever have something like this. And so when Josh told me about this place, I was like, you're shitting me. I was like, literally, like Beaumont Avenue, like, over the hill. And he's like, yeah. He's like, I can walk to it from work.
And he would.
Yeah, he did. I'm like, no way, you know? And I'm like, dude, this is so awesome. And, of course, the first time I ever came in, it was like Brandon said, same experience. Made to feel like family. And, you know, this was Josh's second home, and I would come in here with him. And he would always – if he was going to come to my house, he always came here first. And what do you want? And be like, Doc, you don't have to get me no beer. And he would still show up with something.
Yeah.
It's something that either you would recommend or he would just pick out, you know, some randoms. And we just, you know, cause you have a great taste in beer and always had a great selection here that, you know, never really anything bad.
Right.
But, yeah.
Yeah, man. If it wasn't for this place, I wouldn't have, you know, got to hang out with Chris. I wouldn't get to hang out with you. I wouldn't be on this podcast.
Right.
You know, and
everything happens for a reason.
It's where dreams are made, baby.
It's pretty dope, man. Like, honestly, and it's cool because, you know, it's brought a lot of homebrewers together. And, you know, myself being kind of like, you know, on an island here, you know, I don't know a lot of homebrewers. So coming in here, that's literally how I communicated, like, with people here. I, like, brought in my beer and then I got some feedback. And that's how I bettered myself, you know, over the few years that I've been doing this. And I just, you know, I have a lot of great memories here and continuing a lot of good times. And, you know, like I said in the little video, it's fucking rage hard, baby. Fucking party, you know what I'm saying? Right. Keep it going, dude. Keep it going.
Yeah, there are so many great memories at this point.
And we've become an extension of the craft beer family from all over Southern California.
That's right.
I think that was evident during the bottle share. People came out from all over Southern California, from Washington State. They came
out. Sacramento, San Francisco.
Yeah, they came here as an extension just to kind of, I don't know, maybe welcome us into the community finally. You know what I mean? Kind of thing. And welcoming them, you know, just welcoming the community here was beautiful, I think. You know, so I really enjoyed it. And
that was,
I'm glad that we can
provide that. Such an awesome, rad day to be able to not only see people in person that I've already, you know, I've interacted with over the years on Instagram and the interwebs, as I like to call it, but to just hang out with people. And it was like one big family barbecue almost is what it was. And it was just cool to
wait, there was barbecue?
There was not barbecue.
No.
But shit. What there was
I was afraid
tacos.
I missed it.
There was charcuterie. There was some charcuterie.
Charcuterie and tacos, which those tacos were bomb too. But we had a great time, and Brandon and I, we came up with that idea of, and I think you kind of did the same, Chris, took it light while we were pouring for everybody and just enjoyed ourselves and enjoyed some of the scenery that was going on.
Well, I knew that we had a podcast later. So yeah,
that was my thing. I was like, I want to be good for the podcast and then I can go ham. You know, but it was fun every once in a while. Cause then someone would like be like, dude, you have to try this. Like it's something that I was pouring and. Like, okay, and if it was something I knew I wasn't gonna like, I'd be like, "Here, Brandon. Here, Chris, try this."
Hey, I'm not your beer trash can, all right?
But yeah, it was just cool, and it was cool to see all walks of life. You know, because we had such a variety of beers up on the table, and all walks of life, you know, gravitating towards like just about any different types of beer. I mean, it was really cool. There were the you know stubborn ones that are just like they like this one girl, man. She drank nothing but pastry stouts, and I was like, dude, I would be so sick right now. But it was just really cool to see. So I look forward to more of those in the future, and more big events here at the Craft Lounge, like your anniversary, March 12th.
Yep,
that's going to be a big one.
Speaking of events, we had an event with the brewery that we are drinking right now. All of us except for Justin, because he chugged us down pretty quickly.
Oh wow! Thirsty. Thanks, bud.
Yeah.
But well, yeah, I was watching the video and I was like, all right, cry or drink the beer. I'm going to drink the beer.
But no, Pure came out. They did a whole tap takeover event. I think it was a very positive event.
It was December. It was the first week of December. It was really cool, actually. The reps and the guys that came down from Pure Project, they had a blast. It was a really good event. They don't do too many out this way. So
yeah.
Well, hell, they're not distro, right? So you have to actually go pick up the beer.
I do.
Which is why people always lost their shit when they came into the craft lounge. Like, oh shit, you got Pure Project. Like, nobody carries Pure Project.
Yeah.
Especially up here in the IE.
Yeah, not as often as what I do, too. I mean, we always have some. We have some on tap right now. We got a beast up there right now, and then we got a bunch of people. So, yeah.
Yeah. Knock you on your booty.
Oh, yeah. But, only if you're lucky.
It's funny you bring the tap takeover up because one of the first times where I actually like spent hours in here was a Pure Project tap takeover. what, 2 years ago?
2 years, our first one, yeah.
So 2 years ago in December, it was like the first week of December, I came in here with Alex, who you guys saw on, or you heard, and Jimmy saw in the video.
Soto.
Not that one. Not that different one. Alex.
Coaster.
So many Alex, yeah. So little time.
Alex. There's a lot of Alexes, but that's the homie right there, Costa Hueste. But so he... I called him up that night. I'm like, hey, dude, you want to go to the Pure Project Tap Takeover? He's like, Pure Project? Let's go. So
yeah.
Came up here, and, dude, it was like elbow to elbow. There were so many people in here. You had live music. I was like, this place is fucking awesome. I was like texting Josh. I'm like, this is freaking great. And I just remember like going up to the counter and getting greeted, and I was like, I just one of everything from Pure Project. Yeah. So both Alex and I got like a flight of Pure Project. And
yeah.
It was dope, dude.
We talked to Pure Project. We're going to do that every year. Close out the year. It's going to be our last tap takeover of the year. Every December.
Yeah.
Pure Project.
Can't ask for a better brewery to do something like that because, like you said, it's hard to get up here. And of all the breweries in San Diego, it's up there as one of the top.
Yeah.
And top in the country, actually. A lot of people trade for it. They seek it out. For a good reason. It's one of the cleanest beers. If you've ever actually gone and seen their brewing process, they take it very seriously. It's one of the cleanest breweries you'll ever see. And they do what? They locally source a lot of their stuff. And obviously, they're good to the environment. They donate money to help the environment. So there's a lot going on with Pure Projects. Great company.
I'll never forget the first time I went there. The beer tender told me, this is the best glass of water you're going to have in all of San Diego County. And it was just water.
Nice.
It's fucking awesome. I was like, that's what I'm fucking talking about. Because if you are that excited about the water that you have at your place, then the beer is going to be fucking mad solid.
And it is.
Hell yeah, man.
I think the first time I went to the Miramar location. And I walk in and I'm like, are there plants growing on the walls? What's going on here? Like, it was such a small place, but it was so packed. And I was like, yeah, I think this is going to be good beer just based upon the number of people in here. And, dude, delicious.
So great because it's like, it's funny because it's right next to where Amplified was. Yeah. And so it was really funny. You'd be hanging out, like, it's very like chill and relaxed, you know, a Pure Project. And then you go next door and they had like Amplified. They had a big ass like screen. They were like jamming out like Journey and shit. There's a bunch of construction workers all over the place and they're fucking partying. I was like, dude, the best of both worlds, seriously, in that little spot, like right there in Miramar. Mm-hmm. So dope. Loved it.
It's awesome.
Fuck yeah. So this is Esoteric Knowledge. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it.
Let's do that. Tell me about it.
And then we're going to move on down the highway. Move on to the fucking beer highway.
So, Esoteric Knowledge. What are we drinking?
On the byway.
Murky. We're drinking a murky double IPA.
Which is their tag, you know, because, you know, everyone says hazy. And then you have, you know, Pure Project, you know, the embrace the murk type, you know, mentality. And then you have, what do you call it? Humble Sea has a foggy.
Foggy.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun. How
I like it.
Make their own little.
Own little shtick.
Thing. It's cool.
Yeah, the all beer's right. All right.
It's not bad. It's whatever. It's like,
no, it's good. It's all right. Good stuff,
so, man. With that being said, we'll go backwards, Chris, while he's looking this up. Chris,
are we doing the Portnoy out of five again?
Out of five.
Oh, all dude, right. We're going to do that?
So this one's I think, is a kick up from Wild Barrel. Love you, Wild Barrel, but I think this is a little notch up. 4.3.
I like it. Beautiful. Brando, what do you got?
I have... For this beer, I'm going to give it a 4.12.
And what's on, since you're on Untapped, what's the average?
The average is 4.18 with 408
look
reviews.
How close he was. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to say on this one, 4.15, 4.20.
I was going at a 4.2, but since Justin said I'm 4.21.
Yeah, $1 over. Fair winner. I like it.
So this beer, is built on a carefully selected combination of ingredients that complement each other delightfully. Something that can be universally understood and enjoyed, despite the esoteric name. It's crafted with a blend of grains, including Turo, malted oats, flaked oats, and unmalted wheat, our signature murky IPA yeast strain, and Nilsson Savon, or Salvin, however you want to pronounce it, Citra, and Mosaic hops. Boom.
Very nice.
And then the notes are like aromas of clementine, pineapple, pink guava, you know, flavors of mango, lime, apricot, and is dank like a fruit that you can buy or like a
dank fruit?
A thing that you can buy at like the store?
Donka.
I don't think you can buy, you can't buy dank, you can't buy love, dude. So.
Yo, let me get some of that dank. Let me get a half pound of dank, yo.
And what, a quarter pound of love.
What's that one fruit that like smells dank, but like it smells really bad, but it tastes really good?
Jackfruit?
That jackfruit, yeah.
Yeah, the poop one?
The poop one?
Smell like poop?
You're certainly not talking about, what is it, that rotting flesh?
Durian.
Durian fruit, yeah.
Let's not speak of that.
So has anybody made a durian beer?
I hope not.
I bet you some maniac has tried.
Martin House probably would. They made buffalo wing beer.
Where's it super popular? Is it Vietnam?
Durian? No. Somewhere. Like Cambodia, somewhere I think.
Over there. Yeah, it's over there somewhere. Yeah, yeah, Southeast Asia.
One of those crazy Asians probably did.
Yeah.
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
I just see Kim Jong-il waking, or ill, whatever, making. He's a crazy Asian. Like maybe he's making, sending he it over to an ICBM or some fruit. Shit. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
I like it.
Yeah.
Good job, Pure Project. And yes. We look forward to your continued partnership with the Craft Lounge.
That's right.
Good to hear we'll be seeing you tap takeovers at the end of the year, every year.
Every year.
Something to look forward to right before Santa.
Right around the Beer Dad's birthday. Well, all right, I see what we're cracking next. I'm excited.
Oh, God damn it.
With that being said.
That's a big one.
Dun, dun,
cruising dun, is made dun, with love. Cruising is made dun, with love. Dun, 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 I love it when we're cruising
drinking together.
We're talking about cruising. Yeah, cruising over there.
Drinking together. We're not talking about your kid.
Yeah, so, no.
Speaking of that, he was here earlier.
He was here helping out.
Another really cool, cool brewery that is very near and dear to the Craft Lounge. And, may or may not be involved in the anniversary ceremonies.
Just got to show up to find out.
Let's just say if you're a fan of the Craft Lounge in Beaumont, California, you're also a fan of Arrow Lodge, maybe, just maybe, come to the Craft Lounge on March 12th.
And you're also a fan of West Coast IPAs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You might want to be here.
West Coast.
Check it out, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cruising.
This may or may not be a 10%
triple IPA.
Triple West Coast IPA.
That's why I heard you, if you guys rewind a little bit, listen to Christopher over there say, oh, fuck.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I saw it coming and it. Yeah, I took a small pour.
In the words of one of our most famous regulars, oh, fudge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fudge. All right, well, we're going to go here for the cruising and see what this is all about.
Yeah.
You just pour your own beer, you know.
It's pour your own beer tonight, right? Yeah.
That's so good.
Jimmy's going to step away for just a second to handle a customer that walked in.
That's right.
I think
we are still open for business.
That's right.
Yeah, until for another 22 minutes.
Bear drink quick.
Supposedly.
Allegedly. So... talk a little bit about this cruising. First of all, I love the can art because if you are into retro things or classic cars, you will love the can art on here because we got a classic car car stereo.
Is that an 8-track?
Not an 8-track.
No.
But what I do appreciate is if you look closely on the actual radio itself, it says West Coast Triple IPA, like where you would see like the radio station. That's pretty dope.
All right.
Gotta love it. Arrow Lodge Brewing, West Coast Triple IPA, 10% alcohol. What do we got? Nilsson, Ruaca, and Mosaic. That's a good combo, huh?
Yeah, a couple of beers in a row here with Nilsson and Mosaic together.
Throwing some nice U.S. hops with some
Aussie influence.
Covina, California Arrow Lodge.
Well, yeah.
Oh, wait, is Nilsson Aussie or is it New Zealand?
New Zealand.
Okay, I always get that fucked up.
Yeah. New Zealand, because you have like the popular ones. You have Australian would be like Vic's Secret and Galaxy. Mm. And then you got New Zealand would be like the big ones, the big hitters.
I like these gestures you're doing. These are fun.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out.
Tonight I've been doing a lot of that.
I was thinking, yeah, he's doing the HBK pose, or he's like the guy at the out on the jet way.
Oh, yeah.
With the airplanes, and he's got the little flashlights.
I'm directing traffic.
The Top Gun.
Yeah, I'm directing traffic here. So, yeah, like Nelson and what's the other really popular
Southern Hemisphere, I don't know, Rawaka sounds.
Oh, Motueka is huge, yeah.
Well, that's like huge like now, like more recently. I feel like
it's been popular for a little while.
I'd say like the last couple of years it's really taken off.
Yeah, no, Nelson's like the popular one though.
We have another microphone.
Like the popular kid at the at the party.
We have one customer here, and I kind of want to invite him in.
Brandon, he's like that guy, like the meme where it's like, you know, you dropped your sandwich or whatever, and the guy behind the tree that's like going like this with his tongue out.
Oh yeah, dude.
Wait, the John Lovitz character from
Of. It's kind of the same idea.
Similar, yeah.
And I'm reaping all the benefits.
Right.
The best is like, yeah, you just like descends back into the darkness of it. Like, where are they at? They're like at some random like theater, like a school or something.
Yeah, exactly.
And he just creeps back where you can't see him again. Kind of like Homer Simpson. Then he goes back into the bushes.
Yeah. No, but if he wants to be on the podcast, he can definitely be on the podcast. We have one more microphone.
This, Homer Simpson?
No, our customer.
No.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
We'll see.
Well, let's talk about the cruising beer.
Yeah.
Jimmy, what do you think about this beer?
I like this beer. I always like this beer. I always like, there's a little bit of dankness and earthiness to it that I kind of like. And it has like, it's masked up by some sweetness that usually comes with like a 10% or higher. I like it. I'll give like a solid 3.8.
3.8?
That's all 3.8.
Nice. That's nice. A good score.
Like it.
That's high score. I mean, you're talking in 1 out of 5. So 5 being like the most ridiculous beer you've ever tasted in your life. So 3.8, you're pretty damn close.
Yeah, you have a 5, you just might as well die.
Yeah.
That's
the one. Yeah. That's the silver tuna.
Silver tuna.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't get that either.
What? Home Alone. You don't remember that? Yeah. Joe Pesci. And
why are you looking at me, dude? They don't remember either.
None of us do. But it's okay.
How do you not remember that? Is that a
fishing
that
thing?
Oh, he's talking about all the houses, right? All the houses that he wants to rob, right? And then he points at the McAllister house and he says, "That's the one. That's the silver tuna."
Yeah.
Is that like easy money?
Or like the best one.
Yeah, the one that has like the
best
most,
one. Yeah.
The craziest stuff in it is basically what he's talking about. So.
All right, so Jimmy gave his rating.
Oh, man, what is this? What is this?
You got 3.8.
So moving on.
Exodus of people. All right, I said it's not exodus. It's what is the
entrance? Entrances.
Yeah.
Entrances?
You know what it is? They heard the Degeneration X music, and they're like, what's going on down
took them a while to get here, honestly. They're probably out of town then.
It's a mob.
That was like an hour and a half ago.
It was.
It's a mob, mob of three people coming in.
I love it.
Hey
every little bit.
I did mention one of our regulars. I don't know if we want to speak his name, but if you say his name 3 times, he'll show up.
I haven't seen him in a minute.
I haven't either.
Should we test it?
Yes.
Yeah. He may or may not. If he shows up, you guys are going to crap your pants.
By the way, thank you, Daniel, for helping me not curse as much. Because of you, I say fudge instead of fuck.
I like it.
I say shiz instead of shit.
He's a very proper gentleman, isn't he?
Well, he's just good at masking curse words.
I like it. So
what you got?
He went 3.8. I'm going to say 3.85.
I like it.
You guys have a little battle going over there.
We do.
Don't you?
Yeah.
I see what's happening.
Me and Chris are like,
I'm the generous judge. I'm drunk Paula Abdul over here.
Hell yeah.
My high rating.
I'm like Randy Jackson. I'm like,
don't tell me that, because after a few beers, Chris, you're going to start looking good to me, okay?
Hey, good thing I'm between you. Not saying I could block you from getting over here, but, you know.
I like your thinking.
I'm here to protect you, Chris.
So you got a 3.8, a 3.85. What say you, Brando?
So the reason why I chose to have this on this show is because I absolutely love West Coast IPAs from Air Lodge.
You do?
Yes, I do. And one of my favorites, and when he comes back, he could talk a little bit more about it, but one of the best, in our opinions, I can speak for Jimmy too because I know this, one of the best West Coast IPAs that has graced this establishment is called Three Wheel Motion. And it is from Aerolodge. And this, you know, this beer is very reminiscent, not saying that it's like, you know, in the same vein or whatnot, but it is fantastic. And it reminds me of just opening a big old bag of weed. I'm not a pothead, but I freaking love the smell of a nice dank,
some of that real stinky,
stinky bag of weed. And this is what it reminds me of.
Ooh, wee.
Speaking of, have you had the new Urban South over there?
No, but I'd love to.
Height and something or other today. It's like, it's dinky, like biting into a nug.
Oh, bring it out.
Yeah.
But anyway, I
said biting into a nug, Chris.
That's, I love
spirit
it.
Animal.
I love it.
Hey,
let's give this one 3.
Let it go.
7.4.
I like it. 3.74. So we've got a 3.8, a 3.85, 3.74. That gives us a average of 3.8. What you got?
That's really good math on the play.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I surprise
myself. I was super impressed
myself
by that, by the way.
Yeah, that was like Goodwill Hunting status right there.
Because I couldn't do that shit.
You know why? Because, you know, and my other 9-to-5, right? And so sometimes I have to grade papers. And so if I grade a bunch of them, I have to average them. And so I've just gotten good at that.
That reminds me, we were talking about That's My Boy, the Adam Sandler movie, and in the part, you know, when they meet his son, Han Solo Burger. they, you know, he's an accountant. He's like a famous accountant now, you know, that he's grown up. And that's the whole joke. They give him a number to calculate, and he just like beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, beep. And then he like calculates it.
Yeah.
That's literally what Justin just did right now.
That was. I pulled it off.
That was awesome.
All right.
With that being said,
Christopher Martin.
So I got to channel my 1 out of 5. I got to channel my drunk Paula Abdul here.
Yeah, come on, give me that. You know, she always does that. Like
straight up, now tell me. Do I don't you know. Really
I really don't know. Actually,
Chuck, Chuck, Chuck.
So I don't know what these guys are talking about.
Yeah, what was in that cup, by the way? That Coke
you're
cup.
A really nice looking, tasty yes. beer.
Brandon roofied him.
I didn't know. I did not.
It
maybe yes, I did.
Like the who put weed in my Coke?
That's at the point where someone right now in their commute just crashed their car,
and or both pooped their pants.
Listen.
Sorry,
you're special. You're a special beer, and don't let these people tell you that you're not. I'm gonna give you a golden ticket to the 3.999. You're going to Hollywood.
You heard it, Aerolodge. Paula Abdul just sent you to Hollywood. Congratulations.
I don't know, dog.
Hey, Randy's here. Does that mean I got to get channel my inner British accent?
Yeah, you're Simon.
For me, it was whatever. No, not really. I really like the beer.
I was like, what? I was like,
no, that's great.
Yeah, I'm not doing that again. That was
I love that, though. That was really good. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, but you are, because in podcast land, it will live in infamy.
Oh, well, that's fine. I'm okay with that.
Maybe I'll make a sound bite for that. That'd be good. I love it. That's a good beer. No, it really is.
It is. It's triple B. Super triple cool. IPAs, they're always there. They get you, you know?
Well, you know my thing with triple IPAs, because we like them. I usually double IPAs, my wheelhouse normally. But with some triple IPAs, you're going to, like, if it's not a good one, really, really, really bad hot burn. And me, I don't know about you guys, I'm getting older, a little bit of heartburn sometimes. But that one, clean as a whistle.
It is a little apropos that we brought the triple IPA out because it is Pliny the Younger week down here.
That's right.
Woo, I saw that. Multiple events where you can buy tickets to have the opportunity to purchase a pint of the Pliny.
I've still not. I've not.
Or
had
half
it yet.
Pour, not really.
A pint. I've had it several times. It's okay.
All right. Here's my thing with Pliny the Younger.
I like
not
Boneyard.
The Elder.
Notorious.
You can get Elder like all the time now. So a it's lot. Not, still a great beer. But the Younger, I'll give you my story. The first time I ever had it was on tap at Devilicious, I think it's called, in Temecula.
Yeah.
It would have been Public House.
Was it Public House? Yeah. Something in Temecula. Yeah,
no, so, it was Public House.
All right, so they had it down there, and that was the first time that I ever had it because I got to share one time and they killed it. It was like the first bottle that went, so I got to like sniff out of the bottle, I guess.
It would have been draft, not bottle.
No. Before, I missed out on it.
Oh, okay.
Then I went to this place and I had it on draft, and it was good, and I liked it. Okay, flash forward the next year. Okay, they had the release, and it was in bottles, and I went to another share, and I actually got to get some this time because I got there early. And for me, the one I had on tap the prior year was much, much better than this next year's version of it. And I know they use the same recipe, but, you know.
Things change. You never know. Yeah. Especially with those one-off batches, you're going to get some variation for sure.
Yeah, I was like, it's not my bag. But what I really do like from the old Pliny is Pliny for Prez and the DDH
Pliny. DDH Pliny is good. I'll tell you a story about my favorite Pliny the Younger experience. I've told this story at the lounge a bunch of times, but maybe some of these listeners, it'll be new for them. When I lived up in the Bay Area, there's a place in San Francisco called City Beer Store. Mm-hmm. Really great spot to go get beer. And every year on Pliny the Younger week, what they would do is they would get 8 triple IPAs from all over the country. Any that they could get their hands on, right? And what they do is they letter each beer A through, there's 8 of them. So I don't know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, like through G or H, whatever 8 is.
Yeah.
And so you don't know the beer that you're drinking when you drink it. You could buy like flights of them. But then after the event's over, the kegs are all tapped out. Not until the last keg is.
What the fuck? Party foul, Brandon.
That was a ghost.
Not until the last keg is absolutely tapped out, then they tell you what the beers were that corresponded to the letters that you had. So you don't know what you're drinking at the time.
So kind of like we did that blind tasting. Yeah.
Yeah. And at the time that I did it, I did have younger, and I also, but my favorite beer that I had was one that Brandon just referenced. It was a Boneyard beer. It was Notorious?
Yeah. Notorious, nope. Yeah. It was a Boneyard from Bend, Oregon.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was like phenomenal.
It. Yeah.
One of
So the were you able beers, to maybe. Figure out which one was the younger?
I honestly didn't even try. I was just there to enjoy the experience.
Okay. Very, very good. Very nice.
Very nice. All right.
But I did take note of my favorite. And then when they post the results, I was like, oh, never heard of this brewery. Cool. Huh.
I love it. I like story time here at the Beer Dad and Brew podcast. Oh, Jimmy's back.
I'm back.
Yeah, guess who's back?
Back again.
So we all Jimmy's gave our back. Ratings. You missed a celebrity, Jimmy, by that little bit that you were gone. Paula Abdul sat down with us and gave Cruisin' a 3.9999 and sent them to Hollywood.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
So that's nice. So that's the highest scoring beer so far tonight, right? No, there's been a 4. There's been 4s on.
Pure Project was a 4.
Pure Project at the 4s.
I gave it a 4.12.
4.3. 4.3 on Pure.
Yeah.
But Paula seemed to think that 3.999 was a really good score.
Yeah.
Nice. So
still looking good at
so
her age,
esoteric
too.
Knowledge is number one so far, right?
Yeah,
we keep,
so far.
Keep track.
Yeah. So far, there's we're already almost an hour in, and we still got a lot of beer there.
Yeah, we do.
We better start going. Let's go.
So yeah, just for everybody listening, we have 6 beers that are near and dear, I guess, in some way to the Craft Lounge, and then after that, we have some just.
Surprises.
Some wild, gnarly narnar. You know
maybe some post recording action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
The bonus material. Boner material.
What?
Yeah. So right now, Brando is pouring one of the Beer Dad's favorite styles. I'm glad he actually picked this because we don't normally have it on the show. We did once with the homebrew. Excuse me.
What the hell was that?
I think he shook out a burp. I'm not really sure.
So like you're underwater or something.
We're having one of the OGs from the Craft Lounge, some old stump.
That's right.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So we're going to have a nice. Irish style red ale.
Old stump from Pomona.
Yeah. Old stump's been here since like day one, I want to say. They are OG. OS, OG crap. But OG.
OS, OG.
Trying to think if I remember the first lineup that I remember seeing here. I don't know if
Old
Stump
was on
there.
You got a picture of it somewhere, don't you?
We have that chalkboard.
It's on Instagram.
Like the very first podcast.
You got to just...
Oh, podcast. Instagram.
You got to scroll.
Sorry.
You know,
I remember our very first podcast.
Yeah.
I think we actually had Old
It's
Stump.
On there.
We might have. I don't know.
Yeah. I'll look it up. And it'd be kind of fun to see if, like, who can guess the most. like no, right
what was on board.
At least breweries, like we don't have to go through beers, but maybe like the first, because I know two off the top of my head, but I think it'd be kind of fun to try.
Old Stump.
I don't know.
Were they on there?
I don't know.
Aftershock. They've been here for sure. A minute.
Aftershock. Aftershock. You said you were there on the first day. And
Thorn. I want to say Rock House may have been.
Rock House might have been on there too.
I know. Possible. I know. Yeah. Thorn was.
I haven't Thorn. Heard that. Wow.
Thorn was. Wow. And then.
What else? You're gonna have to. Do I'm trying scrolling, Jimmy.
I'm trying to like look like in my like deep. In the depths of my memory to remember what I saw when I wrote. Oh, Common Cider.
Common is probably up there. Yeah.
Like the rapper.
Dude, I don't remember, dude. You know how many beers I've bought since
I know. But it's kind of crazy. Like I remember that day like so well. It was like in the middle of the day. It was like a Tuesday, like I said, or a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And it was bright outside. It was 3:00. Like literally like.
Do you remember the thought process, Jimmy, of what went into like the, we got to have the most solid lineup when we open?
So being at that time, we didn't have the relationships that we do now.
Right.
So we did have some good ones. We had a good relationship with Aftershock, with Thomas and Joe over at Aftershock. They actually came over and helped put our tap system in.
Yeah.
So we definitely had some of their beer. I remember when we first opened up, we were running out of beer that very first day. And I made a call over to Aftershock and said, dude, we need some beer. Can you guys drop us some beer? And that dude, they were over here and like, that's 45 awesome. Minutes an hour.
That's awesome.
It was like 7:00, 8:00 at night, dude. They came in. We had a full house. I mean, we had like 100 plus people in here. They came rolling through the doors with these dollies and two kegs, and people were going ape shit. Like, yeah, more beer. Like, what
the it's like a kegger at a college
dude,
party.
It was. Dude, it was just like that. It was insane.
There may have been two Aftershock beers on. It was Orca. Either it was Orca. Either that one or it was Earthquake Weather. I can't remember.
Orca's
I think it might have been Earthquake Weather, but I'm not sure.
Oh yeah,
but I think this would be kind of fun. Are you going through it
right now? Scrolling. He's but still
if,
going.
If Old Stump was not on that original list, it was very shortly
close.
After.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Old Stump, this is an Irish style red ale. Let's taste it.
Sancha.
Oh yeah,
Sancha. Prost. Cheers. Beers.
In the words of Enzo Ferrari, oh yeah, babe. I don't know if he actually said that, but that is a good Irish red.
Definitely. And it's been a bit of a staple here. Super rad. A lot of people come in here and ask for reds, and this is typically one that rings the bell. So I have always enjoyed it.
What would you, not that we're like professionals, we just talk definitely podcasts, not. Sometimes brew beer and sometimes party like it's 1999. What if you were to like put Irish red ale into, I mean, I know it's in its own category, but like if you had somebody walk in and they're like, you know, I want to try, you know, different styles of beer, like where would you put that? Like if you were going to pair it with something, like where, what level of beer style would you put red ale in?
There's a lot of layers to that question.
Really.
Because I'll tell you what I think.
What it means to me is but,
so different. I'll tell you what I think. I feel like the red ale would be for like the person that is looking for something just a little bit higher level than the easy drinking lagers and pilsners. And they
I see where he's going.
They want more flavor, but they don't want to overdo it. And this is like still easy drinking with a little bit more oomph than those types of beers. That's kind of where I put it. And that's why I like it as like an everyday drinking beer.
Or someone who's familiar with like Vienna style lagers.
Yeah.
And then
Brooklyn. You
know, Brooklyn. Which, yeah, right on. Or like European styles. Or like reds. Yeah. Like people who grew up like me, like hanging out in like Irish and English pubs. English pubs specifically drinking a bunch of Smithwicks and, that whole thing.
There's a distinct difference between an Irish style red and like an American red because we hop the shit out of our reds.
Yeah. Right.
This is more of a dry style.
This is a little more like
more toward
Irish,
the amber
like, traditional
end of the spectrum, yeah.
So you said Irish pubs and talking Irish red ales. When I went to Manhattan for the first time, first place that the taxi cab took us from the airport was straight to an Irish pub in, I think it was somewhere near Times Square. And I had a Killian's. Or no, Smittick's, sorry. Smittick's.
Killian's is fantastic, yeah. too.
Shout Smittick's. Out. Well, I was going to order a Killian's, and the guy just kind of looked at me funny and said, how about a Smittick's?
And you're like, wait, a Smithwick's?
No, when I got the bottle, I'm like, oh, okay. All right, cool. Delicious. But yeah, no, I like it. I really enjoyed the, I don't know if you remember, Brandon, the Irish Red that Josh and I made.
I do.
The one with the water profile mm-hmm. and the one without. Both came out yes. great, but with it had more of that scotch flavor to it.
Right.
I really enjoyed it. Did you ever get any of that, Chris?
I don't believe so. I remember that episode though. We had the water purifier guy on, right? Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
Yeah, it was really it was a fun project that Josh and I did, and brewing side by side with him was really cool because you know he's master level and I'm not, but it was fun to do that. And literally, we took the exact same recipe, we just different water. That's all.
Yeah.
And it was amazing what it did.
Absolutely. Yeah. You were talking earlier about like the quality of water and how much it makes a difference. And like when people really put a lot of effort and attention into the water, it really shows in the beer. And we actually have a local brewery that really exemplifies that as well, Ritual and Redlands.
Right. That's right.
You go in there, you talk to Owen, who's like the master brewer there, and he will talk your ear off about water and water filtration and like the deionization of water mm-hmm. and like he knows more about water than he probably does about beer, which is saying a lot.
Speaking of Ritual, I think they cleaned up on that IE Craft Beer Awards. They won like best brewery in Inland Empire.
They should.
I think they got like one of the best beers in two different styles. Like,
love that place.
Shout out to those guys. Maybe we'll do a show there one day.
Oh, Brandon's got it. He's got it. He's got the list.
So this isn't the original one, though.
Oh.
This is not because the original one, there was no picture of it. So the original one, so the anniversary date, I always fuck this up, but I might get it right. It's the 14th of March, right? Like the first night that you guys were like,
I want to see. I'll find out right now. It wasn't because I remember saying that we opened up the Ides of
15th.
March. Yeah,
I remember the 15th.
Yeah, I remember saying that it was the Ides of March when we opened up.
So this,
which
yeah.
it was. Which
so I'm looking at a picture now, and it's from the from the first opening, like the real opening of the craft lounge. So the 15th of March in 2019.
And what you got?
So we're gonna look at the list here. This is the very first recorded tap list. So it's a little different from what we were talking about earlier, but we got some wines on here. We got some Four Sons, Carl Strauss.
Four Sons, wow.
Left Coast, Last Name, which used to be called Bale Brothers. Yeah. Then we got some Ritual. What?
Yeah. There we go.
Legacy, which is nice spot. Slow Brew, Rock House.
Slow Brew. I forgot about Slow
Brew. Old Stump, Aftershock, which is Orca. Packing House, dope, by the way, one of my all-time favorite porters. Uh-huh. And then Absolution, wow, that's wild. Yep. That's on there, dude. Right? And then another Four Sons sour.
Awesome.
Which, by the way, for those who don't know, 14 is always a sour. So 14 taps, 14 is always a sour.
Yeah, forget about Slow Brew. That was definitely one from day one.
Dude.
Yeah. I remember Slow being in here, like, what was it, the juice one, the Blood Orange?
Yeah.
Blood Orange
that,
Wit?
Yeah, that beer.
Or Hefeweizen?
Yeah, that was a popular beer.
So Rivers of dude, that beer. One,
yeah. Oh, my God. Between that beer and Stone Buena Vesa.
The Buena Vesa.
So he's I don't have enough kegs of it.
The Buena Vesa is a newer revelation, but man, they love it here in Beaumont.
Almost definitely.
And that watermelon blonde from Old Stump always. Sure.
That was actually on the first. Show Me Your Melons.
I remember that beer.
Yep.
Yeah, that's was one of the one. First ones.
Yeah, that was good, dude.
Nostalgia.
God, dude. I'm so getting teary eyed.
There's going to be a lot of this.
Doesn't it feel like it was just yesterday?
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
It feels like a lifetime ago.
2019 is not very long ago.
A lot's happened since then, dude. The world's changed.
Yeah. Dude.
The world's changed since then. Man,
we went through. Well, we're going through
a pandemic. Still.
Mass changes. Yeah.
Most definitely.
I mean, it was a crazy time. Well, Brandon and I were just talking about it earlier. We were talking about some of our favorite like setups that we had for the podcast and all the wild ones that we did. And we're like, man, dude, like the only reason why is because Jimmy wasn't, he wasn't able to have people in here. Right. Like, it wasn't open just for to go. And yeah, it's crazy. It's so good to see people inside the tap room again.
Dude, when it first started happening last year, I was just like, God, man, I forgot how good it felt to have people in here. Just to hear the conversations and laughter and just the glasses clinging and stuff, people cheersing each other. And, man, it was just such a good time to have people in here, you know?
I don't know, man. Some nights with nobody in here eating Domino's and watching Thunderbirds. It was pretty fun.
And that Megatoad, man. We had some of the best moments.
Some Godzilla good movies.
Karaoke.
Dancing.
Yeah, we watched Kung Fu movies one night.
Oh, yeah, man.
Or Star Wars. Yep. We were watching like fan films of Star Wars.
Oh,
one
dude,
night
that
too.
Was, yeah. I mean, that one.
Doesn't pay the bills, though.
It does not.
I would say, I don't know. I'm going to say, I know me and Jimmy have talked about this before, but one of my favorite things is when it's packed in here and we're literally at the taps, just pouring beers and just talking to each other. And it's crazy, crazy. It's super loud. People are I don't know, doing jumping jacks and butt chugs. And it's fucking nuts in here.
And a couple of good games as you walk by each other.
So crazy. And then we're just just sit by and, pour some beers and just talk.
Start singing the fucking Swedish Chef songs and stuff.
Yeah. So that was something. Actually, I was going to do that for the video. I was going to be Sherpin' Derping Derping. Sherpin' Derping Derping. So we got a thing where a song would come on, and instead of trying to sing it or cover it, we would do it in the style of the Swedish Chef from the Muppets. I think I'm going to tear up because of that. I'm not going to lie.
Good times, dude.
Hey, I got two words for you, Brandon. Huh. Standing worm.
Oh yeah. God.
I thought he was going to say chug it. I was like, whoa.
No.
Right, ACT over here. Anti-chug.
Well, there was a thing, though. Since me and Chris, start becoming friends, he would always tell me, Brandon, stop chugging beer. You're too old to chug beer. And that was always the thing.
You're gonna catch an ulcer.
Because, dude, I was not gonna lie, I was the chug staple here until this whole hooliganry started.
What hooliganry are
all
you speaking of?
All this chugging, all that. I was just peacefully chugging and just having a good old time. But now I'm a chug renegade, dude. I'm
not
rocking
mistaken,
and rolling and chugging.
I remember you chasing some people out of the patio area. Hey, you want to chug a beer?
They're all scared. No. No one's ever been afraid to chug with me, dude. Honestly, dude, I open, with arms wide open.
Oh, man. We can't have Creed on this show.
There's nothing wrong with Creed, dude. No, as long as it's not country.
Look at Jimmy. He looked right at me.
Dude, we're literally touching on everything about this place. Yeah. Literally everything about this place.
As absolutely. We should.
Yes, because it is the show about this place.
About this place.
Not a show about nothing, but a show about
the Craft Lounge, Beaumont, California, located on Beaumont Avenue and 7th Street.
Just north of the 10 freeway.
Sing it.
Yeah.
When you want to get beer and you're having a good time,
I was come kidding, on I don't, by north of the 10.
Stop.
I don't by. Know. How does it go?
Yeah, I don't know. I just made it up on the spot. I kind of liked it for a minute.
At the Craft Lounge.
If you're near,
have a craft beer.
I don't think that's how it goes, but.
So anyway.
Sounds good.
The beer.
Gasket.
The Old Stump Simpson. Rusty Gasket Red Ale. What do we rate it? Out of 5 stars.
Mm.
One chug. Everyone knows the rules.
See, here's the problem, because you're going to ask me that, is that's one of my favorite styles of beers. So.
You do not get to participate then.
No, I'm still going to, because I got to pad the numbers.
Just kidding.
But we'll let Jimmy go first.
I go first last time. I went first last time of cruising.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Oh, but you want to do an order?
Yeah, okay. Order. Who's on first?
Chris will go first then.
What do you got, Chris?
If you'd like.
3.45.
3.45.
Nice. Okay.
Solid. What do you got, Brando?
3. Shit, this is hard, dude. I don't know. I don't like it. 3.
I think the key is not to compare it to hazies
know
what I'm saying?
I'm definitely not.
On its own.
And it's on its own.
I'm literally thinking about
category of
red ales. Yeah. So that's what's hard, because I really love this style too. And I've drank a lot of red ales in my day. So
3.49.
And I feel confident with that.
I like it. 3.75.
Oh, nice. I would say a good 3.6, 3.7.
Nice.
That's what I put it in.
Old Stump, right on.
Yeah, so
dude, I like Old Stump. Dope ass plays.
They're solid.
Good nice people. Yes.
Remember that time we went for their anniversary or industry night or whatever it was? Dude? Oh, dude,
they had a fucking table full of charcuterie. Oh, goddamn charcuterie and all kinds of just tasty dude, stuff.
The owners came out, dude. They were like making us plates and shit, dude.
We were drinking beer. I brought my homebrew, dude. We were fucking hanging out, having a good time.
Ah, dude. Sylvia showed up. Sylvia and she was there like life out. Of the party and shit.
Yeah, dude. They took us on a tour. Yes. Gave us all kinds of badass beer. It's fucking awesome. Cheers good people. To Old Stump.
If you're ever near Pomona area, you guys have to stop by Old Stump.
Seriously.
They are fantastic, man. Good people, good brewery, good beer. Love that place.
Mad respect.
Did you just shout out Sylvia Bosco?
Yes. I did shout out Sylvia Bosco.
Oh, just give her the proper shout.
Sylvia Bosco, one of the greatest singers we've ever had here at the Craft Lounge.
That's right.
Actually, was she the first one?
Or Dean. Was Dean?
No,
Travis was the first one.
Right there in that corner right there where the Jenga sits.
Yep. That's it.
Yep.
That's where I saw my first live music at the Craft Lounge.
Nice.
Yep. So speaking of the Craft Lounge, you guys were talking about theme music. I told Jimmy, I said, we're going to do a TikTok, and I think we're going to do it, but we have to do this. So I think we got to do a TikTok, but like reimagined for this theme song.
Isn't that like a Kesha song?
Oh, dude, what the fuck, dude? Everybody's getting all teary-eyed and shit. Taking your way in the world today
takes everything you chug. Yeah. Taking a break from all
your work. Don't drink crap. Wouldn't you like to get away?
All those nights when you've got no lights.
And you're drinking cheap Bud Light.
Right? Quit chugging them cheap Bud Lights.
Players kicked you out last night.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's kind of weird. You looked at me when you said that.
Ooh, the riff. Did you hear it?
Everybody knows Craft Name.
The Craft Lounge. The Craft just north Lounge. Of the 10 freeway. We're going to do it. We're going to play around with Jimmy's TikTok, and we're going to do a reimagined Cheers opening with the Craft Lounge regulars. It's going to happen. Boy. Yeah. Water. Oh, here. Thank you. Here you go, sir.
Thank you.
All right, the next one on the list here is...
Because your kiss is on my list. Because
your kiss... Wait, on the list?
Is on my lisp.
I love it.
It's on my lip.
I love it.
On my lisp?
Yes, Hall & Oates. Thank you.
I love Hall & Oates, by the way.
Hall & Oates is fucking dope, dude.
Dude.
You got rocks of shit, dude.
Speaking of Hall & Oates, dude, one of our favorite stations to listen to right now is the Tears for Fears radio.
Oh.
And it fucking plays all the bangers like Hall & Oates, you know, Hall & Oates.
That one night, dude, was just like, fuck, it was great, dude. It was playing Aha was coming on. Oh, yeah, dude. All kinds of shit.
Did you know that there's a phone number that you can call? And, they'll play Hall & Oates for you.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Is it 8675? Oh, no, that's Tommy Two Tone.
Nope.
That's Tommy Two Tone.
You guys ready? Mm-hmm. Just wanted to demo it. I want to see how this works. Let's see.
Have you ever done it?
Yeah, I have. Actually have the meme posted in my office at my desk.
Welcome to Call & Oates. Your emergency
Call & Oates.
Call & Oates helpline. To hear one-on-one, please press 1.
Do private eyes.
To hear Rich Girl, please press 2. To hear Manita, please press 3.
Do private eyes.
To hear privatized.
Fuck yeah.
Please press 4.
Per Brandon's request.
Thank you.
Ooh, girl. Watching you.
So, what's great about this is, so I found it was a meme, and I like Hall & Oates too, like you guys. I just like classic rock. But, the meme said, if you're having a bad day, you can always call this number and be cheered up by Hall & Oates. And it's like the cheesiest picture of Hall & Oates. And I was like, I wonder if this number actually does anything. So since I was at work, I used the work phone just in case it was like something crazy. I didn't want to do it on my cell phone. And sure as shit, I was like, this is dope.
I just like how it's called Call & Oates.
Call & Oates.
Call & Oates.
Right here. There it is. There's a hotline called so Call & Oates that only plays Hall & Oates songs for when you call.
And hell yeah. Picture.
Call & Oates.
Yeah. You got to love it. It's absolutely fabulous.
Watching you.
Yeah.
Private eyes.
The watching you, they see your every move.
I'm pretty sure this is the first time we've really got down with some Hall & Oates. That's crazy. You.
Yeah.
All right, what's
going on?
All right, moving on.
What's next? Moving on up to
the. Well, I'm excited for the next one because, one, you guys know how much of a Star Wars freak I am, and I see TIE fighters on the can. So I'm sold before I even know what kind of beer it is, what it is.
Oh, shit, there are.
I'm pretty sure it's Bottle Logic because I can tell by the cutout of the stickers.
So here we have from Bottle Logic Brewing in Anaheim, California, TIE Fighter. TIE Fighter.
You're talking to my boy all wrong.
Is it Christopher Walken's here?
It's the wrong tone. Do it again, I'm going to stab you in the face with a soldering iron.
What if we're his family?
Oh, man.
Doesn't matter. You drink the beer.
In the wrong chug.
One of my favorite movies with him is Wedding Crashers. That's a classic. She's still in the house? You old sailor, you.
So we got TIE Fighter. Golden Stout.
Oh, a Golden Stout? Oh, shit.
With lactose.
Oh, okay.
Well. Coconut.
Oh, coconut.
Sounds not a good coconut.
What makes it a TIE Fighter?
And tea leaves.
Coconut.
Like TIE. Coconut. There you go.
Thai tea leaves in the beer, so you drink it.
It's all in the beer.
Now it makes sense. Okay, I like it.
Clocking it at a staggering 8.5% alcohol.
Woo!
That's
still
not too
coming
bad.
In under the cruising, so
I can handle that.
I think we're good.
I can handle that.
I'm going to tell you right now, I think I'm going to really love this beer.
I think so, too.
And I normally don't dig the lactose-style beers, but I love Thai tea. So I think I'm going to get down with this.
All right. So guilty pleasure note here. Golden Stouts, I absolutely love. The very first Golden Stout I ever had was from Faction Brewing, Alameda, California.
Yes,
they
sir.
They have one of the most spectacular views for any brewery I've ever seen. But they have the Anomaly Milk Stout. And I ordered it not knowing. I'd never been there. I ordered it thinking it was a regular milk stout. And I got my flight, and I'm like, where the hell's the stout? And the guy's like, you'll find it.
Yeah.
Well, all right, cool.
Like a little Where's Waldo for you, you know?
Cool. It was the very first one I picked up.
That would have been a great name for that beer as well.
Yeah, Where's Waldo?
Where's Waldo?
Where's Stouto?
I've been to that brewery many times, and I will second your notion.
Okay.
One of the greatest views in craft beer. You get out on that back patio and you just look over the city of San Francisco.
It's dope, isn't it?
It is absolutely amazing, yeah.
And right around the corner is Almanac?
Now.
Yeah, well, now, yeah.
Not so back in the day. And Hanger Vodka.
And Hanger Vodka is right next door to Faction. And then I don't know if you got to try it then. In Alameda is another great brewery, Alameda Island Brewing.
Yeah.
Great place.
That was recommended to me by Dave Brigham, who was working at Ritual at the time, I believe.
Oh.
He knew the owners and sent me down there because I was living in Oakland, so it was an easy jaunt for me to get over there.
Nice. Yeah, I have the beer family that lives on Alameda Island, and so I was up there visiting, and my uncle was like, let's go brew hopping. And I was like, there's breweries in Alameda?
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
Did you ever go to Speisekammer?
No.
The German joint? That place is great.
No, he took me to a restaurant called the Barrel House or Barrel something. And literally you walked in and it was nothing but oak barrels lining the walls.
Yeah.
And it was like kind of like a steakhouse fancy restaurant, but it was amazing. And they had a great killer beer selection. In fact, I think I had... Oh, what brewery made the Sex Panther Peanut Butter Stout? Do you remember?
Oh,
I can look.
That
it up.
Sounds so familiar.
San Diego brewery, I'm sure, but it was
sounds
you know
really familiar.
A play on the Anchorman,
yeah.
You know thing. But I had that there at that restaurant.
Smells like Bigfoot's dick.
And I just remember my uncle looking at me like, "Did you just order something called Sex Panther?"
Don't you judge me.
Craig?
You judge me.
Not Uncle Craig. He would have been down for something like that.
I was like, what?
Yeah. Speaking of Uncle Craig, I'll be seeing him Sunday because we're heading out to Texas for my wife's cousin's wedding. And he says hello.
Nice. Tell him I said, what's up, playboy?
And we saw him earlier on the anniversary video for Jimmy.
That's right.
Yeah. Mr. Craig loves this place. He always talks about it. He tells everybody back there in Missouri and Arkansas, And I'm going to do my greatest attempt at the Mr. Craig. He'd be like, oh, man, you got to go check this place out. It's so great. They got so many great beers. I've never seen a place with that many good beers. He's super pumped up. Like,
it's pretty good.
Yeah. He's only been here, what, two or three times, I think. And, yeah, he really loves it because, you know, back there's not really a whole lot like this. I mean, there's breweries and they're just starting to pop up in his neck of the woods, and a bottle shop just opened up, in his town there in Hollister.
Nice.
We went in there. Great little spot, got a nice little outdoor place, but a little bit different than Jimmy's. Not quite what Jimmy has. They don't have the big to-go cooler and right. stuff like that. I'm sure they'll expand, but yeah, he loves this place and he loves Jimmy.
I mean, a very understated man if that was his excited voice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, that's him excited, trust me.
Shout out to Uncle Craig, man. I remember when we were in Texas, man. I just wanted to drive everywhere with him. Like, any chance I got, I would hop in his car because we would just, like, sit and talk and BS. I remember
also got lost with him.
We did, yeah. me and Uncle Craig got lost. It was good times, man. In downtown Houston, good times. It's fucking rock and roll, baby, I'll tell you. It was cool. But we were driving the next day. We were driving out to Berkshire, Texas, out to Baba Brew House. And I just remember seeing this giant pasture filled with cows and, you know, longhorns. Yeah, longhorns. It was beautiful. Yeah. It was so awesome. And I don't know what came over me. I had not been drinking, but I was having a great time. I was just very relaxed and having a good time. We're just, you know, shooting the shit. And I just found it, you know, it was in me to moo really, really, really loud. And he started mooing with me, too. It was fun. We started mooing.
I don't think I heard that story before.
Yeah, just mooing. I actually have a video of it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I do have a video of
it. You're going to have to send that to
me. Yeah, I started mooing.
That's perfect.
It was dope.
Just two men.
Mooing.
Mooing, mooing out in the pasture.
Mooing in a Volkswagen Jetta.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. He loves that car.
That's great. Oh, man. Mr. Craig, we miss you, buddy. But anyways, this Bottle Logic beer.
TIE Fighter.
Bottle Logic's been here at the Craft Lounge for quite some time now. And the locals, like I mentioned earlier, they absolutely love that because now they don't have to go so far. You'll see it a lot of times here on tap, different variations of brews. I think right now he actually has, I think he's got a beer and a seltzer, no?
Yep, Dark Star November and the Glacier, the Windex.
Glacial, oh, the Windex beer. Drift. Okay. That beer's so funny. There was a day I was up here and it was hotter than freaking piss outside. And that Windex was selling like hotcakes because, you know, it's hot outside. People want something refreshing. And I just remember like nonstop, Nico was pouring nothing but blue Windex. And I was just like, damn, that's a lot. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that keg tapped out. But yeah, people love the Bottle Logic up here. And I'm excited to try this just because golden stouts are bomb. And plus, it's got Star Wars shit on it. Well, I mean, that's right up Jimmy's. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that.
It's right up your keister, baby.
Ooh-wee. Brandon was just talking about a story of him and Mr. Craig mooing in a Volkswagen Jetta in Berkshire, Texas. I love it. Yeah, send it to me.
No, I can't hear shit.
I might post it on our Instagram story.
There it is.
Was that you or Craig? I can't tell.
I don't know, dude. Honestly, I think it might have been a mix of both of us. I think that might have been me, and then there's some Craig Moo in there, but I'm not sure.
There you have it.
Yes, Jeff.
I love it.
Nature finds a way.
Nature finds a way.
Indeed.
Speaking of nature finding a way, Jimmy, what do you think of TIE Fighter Golden Stout?
Allow me to partake of this tasty beverage.
I like your thinking.
Allow me to drink my beer. Mm-hmm. Bam, 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 bam.
I like it. I like it a lot.
That's beautiful.
Out of 5 stars.
Out of 5 stars. It's a
lot out of 5. One sip, everybody knows the rules.
For a golden stout, which are, I mean, you don't find a lot of good ones.
It's very hard to find a good one. I mentioned one that was good.
This one's not bad. Yeah. This one's not bad. It's really sweet. It's really sweet. I'm picking up, I don't know, some nuts of coconut. So it's very sweet. So it's kind of hard to break through all this shit, but.
One thing I will say about it, like I said, it's different in terms of the golden stouts for me, and I love golden stouts. What's different for me here is the – I don't really – a lot of golden stouts, you get the coffee flavor, and I don't get that at all with this one. So that's kind of cool. Ooh, is that the Jamaican bobsled team?
They're driving like it.
There's a little bit of flippage.
Sika.
Right now, yeah.
Are you dead, man?
Yeah, I'm on.
This is the impression podcast.
Apparently.
It really is, yeah.
We've been having fun. I don't get a lot of the coffee notes like you do in a lot of golden stouts. The coconut, definitely, for sure. And it's nice. I was thinking that it was going to be really overbearing with the lactose, but it's not.
I got to say, there's nothing about this that really reminds me of stout. Like
if it doesn't.
If you put this in front of me, I would have told you it was like a golden strong ale, like a Belgian golden strong ale or something like that, with some tea flavors and some coconut. You're right. You don't get that roasted grain that you normally get on a stout on this at all.
It's almost like a Cali Creamin' with huevos.
This is like 1,000 times better than Cali Creamin'.
Well, I don't mean in that way. I don't want to knock Mother Earth, but I'm talking about like it has that creamy flavor like Cali Creamin', but so much more
so oomph. Creamy. So oomphy.
You know what I mean? Like when you drink a Cali Creamin', oomph. You're like crushing them because they're like, what, 4.5% or something?
That's like 5.
Yeah. Oomph. This is like, yeah. Oomph. This is good.
Yeah, this is another next level of Cali Creamin' for sure.
It's so creamy, so oomphy.
Hi, puppy.
Hi.
Chulo.
The bubble.
What do you got there, Brent? Ooh, I like that sniff. Girl, hold on. Let me get a picture of that.
The bubbles, they pop. They pop.
Because when you did it, like the vein in your neck like popped and everything. It was like, perfect. But, get in
there. Oh, Jesus, jumping jack.
Yeah. Give it a rim
job. Jehoshaphat.
Oh, wait. No, you move too fast. Don't move too fast.
Slow.
Don't move too fast.
What? What has this podcast become?
I don't know what's happening.
Right. Wouldn't you like to know?
Oh, my gosh.
Got to get a selfie in, and there's Jimmy down there at the end. That way I have some more ammunition for next year. By the way, I didn't mean to bring the tears to the eyes, but that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
I had fun with it. Especially some of those quirky videos. I'm like, the one where you're like, where the hell is that? I was like, when the hell did I make that? The one of him singing. What were you singing? Britney Spears?
Well, he didn't make that.
That's not. Let's be real.
I thought you said, when did he make that?
Yeah. No. So, what I love about iPhone.
You sent that to me, actually, by the way.
Did I?
Yeah.
You guys are on the Android platform, but I got the iPhone. It's really cool because I go to search, right? And then it brings up like a lot of people that I have pictures with, and there's Jimmy's head right there. So I just tap on Jimmy's head, and all the pictures I have that have Jimmy in it show up on my phone. So it was kind of easy to pluck and choose. And I saw that, and I was like, what's that little logo? And then I opened it. It was a video. And I'm like, oh, shit, he's singing. This has got to go in here.
This is super unique.
Wow, you didn't like that one bit, Brandon.
This is super unique.
I like it. I thought it was going to taste more like a Thai tea.
Right,
me too. It really doesn't, but in a good way.
Right. Yeah. Like, I think it'd just be rad.
It tastes like tea.
To serve this beer to someone like who doesn't know what it is, to serve it to them.
Yeah.
It's super unique, cool. It stands alone. You know, it really doesn't like sit in a category for me. Like, I can't really like say it's one thing or another. I just think it's well made. And the flavors all pop, and it's super unique. That's all I can say. I don't know. It's fucking rad. I haven't had a beer like this in a long time.
And you know me, like anything with lactose, so cool. I'll normally turn my nose up to. But like, this is not a milkshake beer. This is just the only quality you get from the lactose in this beer is just that rounded out mouthfeel. Like that's all it does.
Oh, Brando.
I don't know what's happening over there.
He's playing with my weenus.
Oh, I expected that.
Yeah, we're just fiddling.
Expected nothing more.
Man, this is an outstanding beer. I'm going to like. I appreciate that.
Have we done numbers on this?
4.40. Nice. I really like this beer.
That's 4.40. Awesome,
your math is getting better.
Your math?
Math.
Hermaphrodites are getting better?
Yeah. What?
I haven't heard that term in a long time.
Meth mouth?
Right?
Hermaphrodite.
There's
No, I've heard meth mouth. We're in Beaumont.
There's so many new adjectives and better ways to describe people these days. It's kind of a lost term.
So instead of saying meth mouth, it's somebody that identifies as having a full set of teeth? Is that the politically correct way of saying it?
Is that a toothy?
One stabber up front.
Dentally impaired? I don't know.
What's a politically correct way, Jimmy, of calling dentally somebody fulfilled. That has meth mouth?
Someone who has meth mouth. Politically correct. Rock biter?
God damn it. That's a good fucking
that
one.
That is great.
Shit. Rock biter.
Do we all have to try? Because I like
shout out. Shout out Never Ending Story.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude.
The rock biter, dude.
Hell yeah.
I said the, what did I say? I said somebody that identifies as having a full set of teeth. What do you got?
Used to be big. Strong. Hands.
What do you got, Brandon?
What do you mean?
Politically correct way to say meth mouth.
Oh, politically correct. Dentally challenged.
Okay, dentally challenged. That's a good one. Chris, you took it. You stole it.
Fucking thief.
What? He said rock biter. Like, how do I follow that shit up? Like, seriously, it's so good.
That reminds me of the guy in Never Ending Story that chews on the rocks.
That's exactly his name. Oh, that's his name. That's
where you
did you not hear that? Whole
I know.
Whole
like Chris was literally doing the whole scene right now.
Is
that what he was doing?
He cosplayed as the fucking guy. Yeah, the rock thing.
Been a
minute.
The rock biter.
Yeah, he did it.
Well, what do you got, Chris? Now you got to come up with something new.
Shit.
How about the artist formerly known as Smile?
Friend of Bill W. I don't know.
Friend of Bill W.
How about we...
Or is that just
let's cut to intermission. Dude, you need intermission. Like, wait, no, that's Usher. I'm sorry.
It's the remix to Ignition?
That was Usher. How about Let's All Go to the Lobby?
How about a European grill?
And buy ourselves a snack.
Call it a European grill, dude.
European grill?
Yeah. As you know, dental.
Gonna rob the jewelry store and make myself a European grill.
How about it's just you're British?
Yeah, British grill. A British grill, dude.
You know we have British listeners smile. Over in the UK. Some solid listeners.
Yeah,
then they know what the fuck is going
dude,
on, man. They see it every day.
Dude. I know. Shout out to Battle of the Breweries. You guys rock.
There's a bunch of there's international faux pas. You know what I'm
saying? Faux pas.
Is it a faux pas?
Well, I mean, they did. I mean, Austin Powers did play on that pretty well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He did. He did. That's
something. Yeah, exactly baby. God, I love those movies. I think they're making a new one. That should be good.
Justin Allen, rate this beer.
Oh, the Golden Stout.
Rate this beer and shut your mouth, jabroni.
It doesn't matter what you rate.
It doesn't matter what you call the meth mouth.
Just rate the beer.
Right? All right. Bottle Logic TIE Fighter. Wait, I need Christopher Walken. What is it?
It's a golden stout with a TIE tea.
Uh-huh.
Makes it taste like a thing, like a different thing.
I feel like my rating was originally going to be a 3.85, but because of the Christopher Walken voice, I'm going 3.95.
Wow, yeah.
That's okay. Good.
Christopher Walken made it taste better.
It's a good rating.
He should have been in Star Wars.
All right, 4.0.
Ooh, we're right there on the same level. 3.95, 4.0.
I'm
going to
fat 4.1 myself.
4.1. What you got over there?
Oh, what did I say? 4.40?
You said 4.40, yes.
All right, so we're at 4.25 for an average.
So far, we... You're
fucking Rain Man with the numbers, man.
That's impossible, actually. It's literally impossible for the other
So far, this is the winner.
So far,
there's no winner. No. They're all dope.
They're all winners.
It doesn't matter what the winner is.
It doesn't matter what we rate it.
So here's the thing, listeners. You can come into the Craft Lounge, Beaumont, California, just north of the 10th Freeway, which, by the way, March 12th is their anniversary party. Definitely need to come check that out. But every beer we've had so far is available here at the Craft Lounge. So come and get it while it's hot and see if your ratings are the same as
or cold.
They're usually cold.
I don't know if you're going to have the same rating as Christopher Walken because he's a badass motherfucker. Oh, sorry.
Fudger.
But
it's a family show.
It is.
It's a family.
Sorry, Chris.
It's a family.
The Christopher Walken.
Do it again.
We'll do it again.
Do it.
I'll pour you a beer.
Just do it.
In a warm glass.
And make you drink it.
I just want to. I just want to say something
up your butt.
It's pretty amazing.
This cold chunk of metal.
It's pretty amazing that the Beer Dad and Brew podcast has been able to procure celebrities such as Paula Abdul and Christopher Walken on the same show. That's pretty great.
Yo, dude, we fucking called Hall and Oates or Colin Oates earlier.
We did call Colin Oates. That was pretty crazy.
So it'd be a collab between Paula Abdul and Hall and Oates. Be Paula Oates.
Paula Oates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as it's better than Grape Nuts.
And you throw Christopher Walken, Paula Walken with Oates.
I can't.
Did you just envision that?
Paula was a one-time thing. I could do Walken anytime, but Paula is a different headspace.
That was fucking amazing.
That was too much.
It's gonna be a
too much good stuff. No, seriously, that was the highlight.
What do we got next, Brando?
Oh, we have. You know what?
Is that a ball? Wait. Let me just say something. Is this a first?
No, I don't think so.
On the show.
I think you should tell. You should tell me.
No, I think we've had one stone before.
So we're going to let Chris introduce this and tell some stories.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, put your hands together for the Christopher Martin with the next beer.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hype to live up to, Chris. You better make it good.
So to round out our Craft Lounge nostalgia.
Ooh,
here we go.
Sound creeps.
I forgot to do it near.
Oh no, I heard it.
I forgot to do it right next to the microphone.
I like the cap waddle though. That was nice. That was
nice. The little ching ching ching.
That was nice. so the beer that we're going to be drinking here, I think we have had a stone beer on here before, or we've at least talked about stone. I'm not sure if we drank a stone, but I know for certain we've talked about them. You guys all know I work with stone. I work with the distribution side. And I can safely say that I was probably one of the first people to step foot in here, one of the first patrons to step foot in here, dropping off samples for Jimmy.
Pestering
to get beer on tap. I still pester to get beer on tap.
That's right.
So we're drinking an old Stone favorite here that was re-released due to the high demand from the fans. Stone's Sublimely Self-Righteous Black IPA.
Dope.
I believe it was one of the anniversary beers. I'm trying to remember the year. I believe it was 11. I could be wrong.
Do you mind if I double check? You mind if I look it up?
We might have to. You can fact check me on that one. Yeah. Absolutely great black IPA. Personally, probably the second black IPA I ever had in my life behind Wookiee Jack.
Definitely
that holds, brought up some memories.
Definitely holds a solid place in my heart. Even if this is before Stone was paying me money, this was still one of my favorite beers that they ever produced. So we're going to drink it here.
I'm very thankful that you brought this, Christopher, because I think we were just having a conversation about how black lagers, black IPAs are kind of like my new, what I'm into. So yeah. He got the year right.
I did.
Brandon.
I did. 11th anniversary.
That's right.
You kind of got
my memory's sharp as what's the pointy thing?
Sharp is a thing.
Attack.
Sharp thing.
That's it.
A little sharp thing.
Having working for Stone, that's good that you know that. Just in case someone were to pull out some rando Stone trivia to you, you've got it unlocked. That's good. But I'm excited for this because, like I said, I've been black lagers, black IPAs. I really enjoy stouts. It was one of my favorite beers, but I can't drink them anymore. Just little sip here and there, or like a share. Like if Brandon's like, here, let's have a little taste of this. Good to go. But man, my stomach just doesn't sit well with drinking a bunch of stout anymore. So I get the flavors of the stouts with black IPAs and black lagers and different things without the heaviness. And this is cool because I get the flavors of that. Plus I get some hops.
You go. That's the idea. So while we got a moment here, I will tell my story about how I became involved with the Craft Lounge.
I love this.
So I got a good buddy named Maureen, Mo. A lot of people know her by Mo.
Everybody knows Mo.
Everybody knows Mo around these parts. She hit me up. She's like, hey, I'm meeting this gentleman at another local beer establishment.
She lied.
Called the Beer Room.
I'm no gentleman. I'm
meeting this gentleman. She's like, he came to me with this proposal. He wants to open a bottle shop in Beaumont. And Mo's backstory is she ran the beer cave at Gerard's,
right.
It became wildly popular. So Jimmy had found her or had known of her through there. So I wanted to pick her brain a little bit about business model, stuff like that. So she hits me up and she's like, hey, I'm meeting this guy. I've never met him before. Do you mind showing up just as backup?
He's a gentleman.
Just to have a friend there, just in case. Cause we don't know. So we get to the beer room and Jimmy shows up and we start having this conversation about him wanting to open up a bottle shop in Beaumont. And I remember myself being extremely obtuse about the whole thing and being like, oh, you want to open a craft beer place in Beaumont? Good luck with that guy. But, fast forward and I get the call and I was like, pick it up. He's like, hey, this is Jimmy from the Craft Lounge. We're looking to open up. how quickly can we get some stone beer in here? I was like, I will be there this afternoon.
That's quick.
Yeah.
Quick service.
I remember that night well, dude. We got pretty tore up that night, actually.
Oh, we did. We went to Darby's after.
Darby's, yeah. Dude. That's when you fucking introduced me to Elliot.
Yes. No, Novo, dude. Not ex-Novo, Novo.
Yes, Novo Elliot, dude. Yeah. And that was...
fire.
It was fucking fire, dude. And still to this day, I just wish I have another. That's one of my favorite beers now, dude, because this guy right here introduced me to that. I was like, fucking that Elliot is amazing, dude.
Yeah, you don't see it anywhere.
No, you don't. That was a good night, dude. A good night.
That was a fun night, yeah.
We closed that place out, dude. We were fucking lit.
We were lit.
And here we are, flash forward 3 years later.
3 years later.
It's a lot of beer.
It's wild, man.
A lot of tears, a lot of heartaches, a lot of laughs.
That's right.
All that good shit. A lot of wrestling innuendos.
That's right.
Yeah.
I want to say again, thank you, Jimmy.
Absolutely. Oh, of course. Yes, this stone SSR is for Jimmy.
You can't forget Jason. This place wouldn't be here without Jason either. So. Yeah.
Cheers to Jason.
Of course.
We love Jason. Jason, if you're listening, I know you probably are. We love you, brother. We wish you were around more, to be quite honest.
It'll happen.
Cool.
Yeah.
What are we drinking? I have a beer. I didn't look at what this is.
This is some of Christopher's product.
Oh.
You know what this is.
Oh, I do. Yes, I do.
Imagine if that was on tap right now.
No, you imagine.
It probably wouldn't be on tap right now because it'd be gone. Yeah. That's good stuff.
Dude, just the nose on this beer right here, dude.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Still.
I gave it a little swirl.
One of my favorite black IPAs.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Easily. I gave it a little swirl and... got the nose going. I was like, man, this thing just really opens up. That's good.
That's solid. That's solid. It's so good. What's wrong? Justin looks like he looks so confused right now, dude.
Uh-oh. It's bringing a tear to my eye.
Oh, dude, I thought you were getting ready to do some one of your fucking wrestling things.
I'm happy.
No.
I was like, bust out wrestler voice.
Yeah, dude, he's getting ready to. This beer is so good.
Let me tell you about this beer.
Let me tell you something, brother.
The LA Coliseum, me and you, brother.
This beer, me,
you.
Naked, February 20th.
The jerkin is real.
Jerkin' the gherkin.
On February 16th.
Oh.
This tomorrow.
No, it's
a bunch of dudes in leotard.
Maybe touching each other's butts.
Yeah, rubbing them. What?
I got one for you.
Let me tell you something, brother. If you're not here on March 12th at the Craft Lounge in Beaumont, California, Hulkamania is going to run wild on you.
There you go.
All right, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or Chugamania, whatever the fuck you do.
That's
coming
up. It's coming up.
Chugamania.
We're going to jingle some keys at
me and Chris are doing Sipamania.
Yes.
If you have the time. Because it takes a long time to watch a sip of beer.
It is. Yeah. One thing I can say about those guys and Chugamania is we're having fun. But we are parched and brewski bonds. Like they like went through like last year during that week. In 1 week, they chugged like over 120 beers or something like that.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's not happening.
My wife would kill me. Me and slightly thirsty are going to be sipping on some beers.
Sipping at the dog.
Sipping on some scissor.
Yeah, you got like we are parched. We're slightly thirsty over here.
Slightly thirsty. Yeah.
Watching
you
the
sips. You should change your "It's just Jimmy" to slightly thirsty.
Slightly thirsty now. Yeah. Fucking sip vicious, baby.
Sip vicious.
Sip vicious is in
AKA
the house.
Stone Cold Sip Austin. Oh. AKA King Kong Sipper.
Sipalicious.
Oh wait, Big Sip Stud.
Big Sip Stud.
Oh, yeah. I'm just thinking about it.
Sippity doodah.
Cocoa be sipping. The ultimate sipper, baby.
Oh, there's a lot of sippers out there.
Sippity doodah.
People who enjoy their beers. There's a lot of people who enjoy their beers.
As much as we have enjoyed these beers, and this beer is no different. Thanks for bringing this one, Chris.
I've got like eight more in my car if you guys want to take some.
Wrangle that back in there, Justin. Good job.
Yeah.
Like that? Sometimes that's what the beer dad's paid to do. I don't really get paid, but that's what I do.
So we have more.
We should do more. We should close with like a toast for Jimmy.
That's what I was going to do because that's what we're here for.
The Craft Lounge is an entity on its own.
I didn't have a video. Well, you're just as much as part of the Craft Lounge.
Only a part of it. You guys, we're all a part of it. Everybody's part of it who steps through those doors.
Yeah.
But
writing this history together.
With that being said, Jimmy, what I want to say is here for the Craft Lounge is thank you for providing a place for everybody to come together and be part of a family, no matter what walk of life they're from, what background they have. It really doesn't matter. Everybody's treated the same here. They're treated like family. I've met so many amazing and great people here at the Craft Lounge that have all become friends and family. We're here having the podcast. I mean, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. And definitely have to bring up Josh because Josh is the one that brought me here. We're sitting right next to his little hole over there that he used to hang out at, and right up there at the bar, talking to Brandon, talking to Nico, talking to you. But you know, this is just, it's awesome because we had nothing like this for many, many years in the area, and to open this place up and then to open up your arms, and welcome the Beer Dad and Brew podcast, here as part of the family has been amazing because we've grown, exponentially since then. As well as yourself have grown. I mean, it's been a whirlwind last couple of years with the pandemic, but still being able to have fun and drink amazing beers and meet amazing people. And so, you know, thank you for all that. And, you know, you did so much for us, so much for Josh and Josh's family. Like, I have to absolutely say thank you to yourself. And I know the Craft Lounge was a big part of that, you know, not just you.
Yeah.
Everybody here at the Craft Lounge. There's a lot of, like you said, blood, sweat, and tears that goes into this place, especially when it gets busy and there's only like three people working. Like, there's so much that gets done here. But, you know, I'm always happy to lend a hand as I do. Christopher's always here. I mean, we just all kind of run around. It's like a family shop.
It takes a village, man.
Yeah, it really is. So thank you. And I'm looking forward to many, many more years of continued growth for the Craft Lounge, continued growth for the Beer Dad and Brew podcast. And I see it. I see so many great things happening because of the craft beer industry. And thank you.
Oh, and this place wouldn't be what it is without people like you guys. I mean, you guys became family quick and lifelong family. You guys will always be friends and family to me. It's everybody involved in the Craft Lounge, and I appreciate everybody in the community, not just in Beaumont, but in the craft beer community that's kind of opened our arms to us and made us part of their family. You know what I mean? So I love you all. I love everybody. Let's keep it going.
Cheers.
That's right.
As they say, let's go.
Cheers. Yeah. Let's go,
Eli.
Let's get to March 12th.
Yep.
That's right.
What was it, Chrissy?
Let's go. March 12th.
Let's go.
Absolutely. Let's go. Cheers. We'll see everybody on March 12th. We'll end the show here with Grandma. And this last toast that we did, and then we'll have some bonus content for y'all later.
Did you say boner content?
Boner content. Okay. Yeah.
Can't it be both?
Boner constants.
It's totally going to be.
So,
schwing.
One last cheers to the Craft Lounge.
Ziggy Saki.
Ziggy Saki, Ziggy Saki. Oi, oi, oi. Right? Cheers to Joshua Kunkel, because you're a part of the Craft Lounge, and cheers, you're a part of the Beer Dad and Brew podcast, and we'll never forget you.
Love you.
And I know you'll be there March 12th, smiling. And if anybody cries, he'll be the first person to slap you on the back of the head, because that was Josh. So don't cry. Don't
cheers, mate.
Right? Mm-hmm. Cheers to the Craft Lounge.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Cheers to the Craft Lounge.
They also practice by drinking the urine of a ram.
The what?
They drink ram's piss.
Because of the pH balance?
No, because if you can drink ram's piss, fuck, you can drink almost anything.
She said fuck.
Watch this, the malted liquor. What gets you drunk or quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer.
Can't get enough of it.
Beer.
How we really love it.
Beer.
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer.
I could kiss and hug it,
beer.
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer.
Got my belly up to here.
Beer.
I could not refuse a
beer.
I could really use a beer.
Beer,
beer.
Beer, 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 beer.
I can't remember how much I have had. I drank a 12-pack with my dad.